News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, we lost Bill Irwin earlier this week, and he touched many people's lives. But and one of the people we talked to, Bill Birdwell, yesterday, but also one of the people who he really touched the life of was Milton Darin. Milton joins us this morning from South Texas. Milton, how are you today?
Well, greetings from the Texas Hill Country.
Yeah, it's beautiful down there, I hope.
It is beautiful. Had a little rain yesterday.
Good for you. We like to talk about it up here. It happens every once in a while. I'd like for you to kind of, in a few minutes here, let's talk about your personal journey with Bill Irwin. First of all, how you met him and how you became involved in projects that were important to him.
Well, I was hired by St. Joseph Health System in 1991 after four interviews with Sister Gretchen and others. And one of the first people I met was the board member, Bill Irwin. And Bill was, one of those people that once you met him, you're his friend. And, of course, he took me by the hand, that first week I was there, and he said, oh, come on, you need to go meet the right people in town. Milton, remember, it's all about relationships, and it's all about being with people. And he was so great about putting people together. So it's just been an incredible, incredible journey with him. And I guess one of the things I want to do first on behalf of the Irwin family is to certainly thank the Brazos Valley and certainly the friends of Bill for taking care of the Irwin family for, 46 years. For certainly his wife Barbara and his kids, Karen, David, and his wife Jennifer and Amy Jones and her husband Glenn and their five grandchildren. I certainly want to express appreciation for the many, many years of love and care that people have shared with that family too.
Milton Darin joining us, and he'll be speaking at the memorial for Bill on Friday. But now let's turn it around, and while he helped you, that taught you to then find other ways that you could reach out in the community.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Bill had those phrases of, you just do things without expecting anything in return. I just want to give back more than I take. And, of course, Bill, took me all around town, introduced me to people, and got me involved with the Chamber of Commerce and with so many of the organizations that, United Way, the Boy Scouts, different groups. And then of course, his journey with his health, took him down a variety of paths, and Bill could have crawled in the corner and said, I'm done, but every time he got a new disease, it seemed to re-energize him. He was known as the Energizer Bunny. So if it was cancer or heart with multiple surgeries or his struggle with Parkinson's, what did he do with Parkinson's? He turned around and contacted the National American Parkinson's Disease Association and helped get a grant and help establish an informational center and support group there in Bryan College Station.
We talked about Bill Irwin and remembrances there. What I find fascinating is now we've talked to you for a little bit. We talked to Bill Birdwell yesterday. You guys have not mentioned a single thing in common other than Bill. When you start talking about the organizations, it just shows how many different organizations Bill Irwin reached out and touched in this community.
Well, and I think one of my fondest memories were, Barbara went and got her PhD later in life at Bill's encouragement and said, go get this and do what you need to do. And, he would be great. And when when she had to be gone or she was studying or wherever she was, he would fill the void and set up these lunches at his home. And I'm sure you were there many times.
Yep.
As I was, and you never knew he was going to show up. It might be, R.C. Slocum, or it might be Ray Bowen, or it might have been, Bookman Peters, or Mervyn Peters, or Tim Bryan, or, whoever it was. People would show up, and he would put these people together. And I know in one of the homes, it was so funny because we would literally move all the furniture out of the living room and the dining room, and we would move in tables and chairs, and the caterers would show up, and then you'd have 40 or 50 people
mm-hmm.
show up. And there was no agenda. You showed up, and you got together, and he was so good at bringing people together.
Well, that's a facilitator, certainly, in the most intimate way when it came to that. And so I presume that now where you are in the Hill Country, you have probably made that a better place simply out of the tutelage that Bill Irwin gave to you.
Well, we hope we're doing that. We're continuing some of the things that he taught me, and continuing to have events and build relationships and help with Peterson Regional Medical Center, where I am now. Mm-hmm. And it's just it's great to have those fond memories. I've shed a few tears, but they've been tears of joy, and you just have to smile because Bill did so much.
Hey, Memorial,
for some people.
Memorial service will be held for Bill Irwin. That'll be on Thursday from a viewing from 6 until 8. Then the memorial service at 2 o'clock at Christ United Methodist Church on Friday. And one of the people speaking is our guest, Milton Deere. Milton, thanks for the remembrance this morning, and good health to you and yours.
Well, very good, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday and Friday.